What? Because I was about to say. No, I wasn't about to say that.
You thinking too hard.
No, I'm not thinking at all. There's literally nothing in my mind. There's literally, like, you know, in shows where they be like showing people thoughts, and then you have the one that's just like crickets. There's just nothing. There was just nothing. It's been a long day. Okay. Strangers, I'm here and I'm Britt.
I'm here and I'm D.
And welcome to yet another sensational episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, occasional movie reviews, and all of the things that keep the world strange. Also, note, if you're like, we haven't even got a movie review for this year, that's because I had insufficient funds on my Cash App card, and they was trying to charge me, our like little where we record was trying to charge me too much, and we had to get that figured out. So that's coming soon for last month.
Yeah, because the theme would go for, yeah, because we're doing, My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, for February. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would have worked for February. But yeah, I'm every woman, he's all in.
And you gonna do it again. And you just had the nerve to tell me
Happy
you don't be singing.
Women's History Month. Not for like, for real. I'm assuming you mean like for real. I'm not singing for real.
Both.
I hope people don't think. Oh, also, I hope people don't think I'm for real. I'm every woman. It's all at me. Happy Women's History Month. Happy Women's
like
History
the,
Month.
Yes.
Strangers.
I was going to say, you are like the female version of Varnell Hill.
I didn't know what you were going to say. I didn't know what you were going to say. And if you don't know what she's talking about, you're too young or you just need some culture in your life.
Yeah.
Man, that's funny.
Google it.
But wait, it is Women's History Month. And all month long, we are celebrating women. So we're sharing stories centered around you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women.
Or Bobby Proud.
Or, oh, I'll take that. I take that as a compliment. I take that as a compliment. I used to love him. I mean, I still do love him. That's why I was like when
Duran Bernard.
Yeah. I had merged his name. Yeah. We did that for his tiny disc, but
amazing. Okay. In today's episode, we discuss the tragic story of the Hollywood sign ghost. And this one just came to me literally on the toilet. So,
oh my gosh. It came to me on the toilet. It's where I have some of my best thinking as well.
Yes.
So. Yes.
Yeah, because I was kind of, yeah, because this one was on my list, but I kind of took it off because I don't really like to do stuff that's overdone. But then I was like, well, maybe our audience doesn't know about this one. So,
yeah, maybe not. And it's us. You know, it's just going to be a different delivery altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, the Hollywood sign ghost, which, and I had never heard of it. So, if it's been done a lot,
good.
I never heard of it. So,
oh.
Hollywood, not to be confused with Hollywood. Hollywood.
I knew it. I was waiting.
Okay. Let's get into it.
And you sound like the clip I sent you, Orlando Brown.
he be saying it too. I'm not offended.
I'm just saying, like, he did kind of eat on that a little bit.
Oh, come on, eat. Come on, I'm gonna listen to it when we get off. Okay, Millicent Lillian Peg Entwistle. And she's British. All right, she's British.
I forgot.
That's too many L's. Millicent. And then every time I hear Lillian, and I'm the one that said I got to focus, but every time I see Lillian, I think of Eddie Murphy because I think of Lillian. It's like from his stand-up. I think it's
which
wrong.
Which one?
When he was talking about his dad being drunk, and he was like, Lillian. Because his mom's
not
name
the
is
one.
Lillian.
Yeah. Not, is it Delirious? Was it on Delirious?
Or Delirious. I don't know. They're the same. Tomato, tomato. They're both funny, but you know, tomato, tomato. Yeah. Millicent Lillian Peg Entwistle was a British stage and screen actress. She began her stage career in 1925, appearing in several Broadway productions. She only appeared in one film, 13 Women, which was released after her death. The film received mostly negative reviews. Oh, I'm so sorry. We forgot a trigger warning because the story mentions suicide. So trigger warning for suicide.
Oh, yeah.
She only appeared in one film, 13 Women, which was released after her death. The film received mostly negative reviews and most of Peg's scenes were cut, leaving her heartbroken. Wait a bit. How's she heartbroken if it was released after death? Or that's what they...
No. She knew her. She already knew her scenes were cut. Yeah.
Got you.
So okay. I looked into it. And so this was the 20s. It was rumored that her scenes was cut because she was playing a lesbian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was like frowned upon.
Yeah.
In the 20s. Okay. Yeah. In April 1927, Peg married actor Robert Keith, and they would divorce in 1929. Along with claims of cruelty, Peg claimed that her husband didn't tell her that he was married before and had a six-year-old son, Brian Keith, who later became an actor.
Just trifling.
Yeah. I looked into the son. He has a pretty long, well, had pretty long resume. Because he was in the original, I want to say, Parent Trap. I don't think he was the dad, though.
Oh, he was just in it.
Yeah, he wasn't the
Brian
dad.
Brian Keith.
He was in a lot of, like, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Alfred Hitchcock
Yes.
Hour. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, but I think he was the dad. Yeah, he was the dad in the original Parent Trap. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say he looked familiar.
Yeah.
On September 18th, 1932, a woman was hiking below the Hollywood sign when she found a woman's shoe, purse, and jacket. She opened the purse and found a suicide note. The woman looked down the mountain and saw a body. The woman reported what she saw to the LA police and left the items on the steps of the Hollywood police station.
Later, a detective and two officers found the body in a ravine below the sign. Peg remained unidentified until her uncle identified her remains. He connected her two-day absence and the initials P.E. written on the suicide note. And I just put as a note that they were living together at the time. So I think he was like her closest relative, and she didn't have anywhere to go once she moved to Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah. He said that she told him she was going for a walk to the drugstore and to see some friends. Instead, Peg went to the Hollywood sign where she leapt to her death from the H, so the letter H. She was only 24 years old, and I didn't know she was that young. Like, because I've heard of this story a lot, but I don't think I've ever seen her age. I was like, that is young. The cause of death was listed as multiple fractures of the pelvis. This was like right after she learned that her seams were cut. And then she was, they say she was battling depression too. So, yeah. And they said she was possibly drunk at the time too.
Oh, but never mind, because she had a suicide note. I was going to say, couldn't it have been an accident? But so this is like a clear suicide there. They don't think there was like foul play or anything Mm-mm. like that. Okay.
Nope.
So the suicide note read, and again, trigger warning. I'm afraid. I'm a coward. I'm sorry for everything. If I had done this a long time ago, I would have saved a lot of pain. She signed it P.E. Peg's death brought wide and sensationalized publicity. The New York Times reported on her death with part of the article reading, "Police found yesterday at the foot of a gigantic electric letter H, evidence of a movie land tragedy, the bruised body of a girl who failed." They put "who failed" like in life. Oh, yeah. No.
That's why I was awful. Like, dang, that is, because every article that wrote about her mentioned that she was a failed actress.
Sheesh.
So, yeah, which is crazy because, like, she wasn't known in movies, but she was really known in, like, Broadway. That's where most of her roles were. And she was, like, a popular Broadway actress. So she just couldn't make it in the movies.
Into the talkies, as they used to call them.
Which, now that I think about it, could she have been like blackballed because of that role of her playing a lesbian?
Ooh, maybe. But why are they blackballing her? She's not the one. Like, she played the part, but she didn't write the movie. She was just trying to get in the movie.
Yeah. But I mean, then they did women. I mean, they still do. But back then, they did women dirty. So,
yeah.
But that's just a thought that I just had. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that.
There have been many sightings of Peg since her death. People have claimed to see a young blonde woman dressed in 1930s clothing. The strong aroma of gardenias can often be smelled, as it was her favorite fragrance. Visitors have seen the sudden appearance of a blonde woman at the top of the H, who then jumps to her death. Yet when they search the surrounding area, there is no body. Other claims say that she disappears before she hits the ground. And then there have been some people who've seen it and called the police.
Because they thought it was a person.
Yeah.
Like an alive, a living person.
Yeah.
Interesting. Or have I? Have I heard this? I remember, because like I've been to LA and we did a Hollywood tour, bus tour, and we went to go see the Hollywood sign.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Maybe he did. Interesting. One woman, Megan Santos, said that she encountered the ghost of Peg Entwistle. According to Megan, this is a direct quote, there was a woman with blonde hair and she seemed to be, this makes me think of a Katy Perry song, "Walking on Air." I was about to sing it, but then I was like, "Walking on Air tonight." That used to be my shoot, my ish. and she seemed to be walking on air. I immediately ran the other way. Good for you, Megan Santos. That's because she's a person of color. She was like, we ain't got time for the shenanigans. I just me on. No. Vamos. No, ma'am. Others have a strong sense of foreboding as they hike along the trails and dogs freeze and refuse to continue. Because again, even the dogs know what's up, because they're sensitive to energy and they're like,
Yep. On another occasion, a group of friends decided to visit the Hollywood sign after a baseball game at Dodger Stadium. On their way back, one friend was separated after falling and was surprised to see a figure walking towards him. He probably fell because they didn't have no business up there, because it's like closed off. Like, you're not supposed to be up there, really.
Is it? I thought a lot of people hiked up to the Hollywood
Sign. No, where they went, they were, like, actually behind the sign, like, up on the sign.
Oh, okay, yeah,
they
hopped
the fence. Yeah. So, that's probably why he fell. He described it as a woman wearing a dress from the 1930s, and then I put that everybody's description is pretty much exactly the same. And then,
yeah,
so that makes me believe it. And then if these people's stories are true, these people are, after the fact, they're saying like, well, we've never even heard of her. So for them not to have heard of her and describing the same woman is kind of believable to me, mm-hmm. if you believe them.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I was sitting here thinking that before, because I didn't see your note, but I was sitting here thinking, huh, it's funny, like, what a coincidence that they were all describing the what they saw similarly.
Yeah, because, I mean, and it's been, I found a lot more claims, but they're all exactly the same. That's why I left them out.
Ah, okay.
He said she wore heels and a veil over her face. She walked effortlessly up the hill. Her footsteps made no sound. And then that goes back to what Megan was saying. And everybody else who's seen her says, like, that she floats, basically.
Float on and I float on and I float.
I thought you were going to say, dang it. What does he say on It? You'll float.
They
you'll
all
float too,
float.
Or they all float.
You'll
yeah.
float too, yeah.
Yeah.
Griffith Park Ranger John Arbogast has several stories about encountering Peg's ghost. He states she usually comes to visit the Hollywood sign when it's foggy and always at night. He also found that the alarm systems installed around the sign sometimes go off seemingly at random. He alleges, and this is also a direct quote from John, there have been times when I've been at the sign and the motion detectors say that someone is standing 5 feet away from me, only nobody's there. I don't know, John. I don't know, you know, if I could work there, John.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I know. Well, stuff like that I could probably deal with. But like if I saw her, then I would probably quit.
Maybe.
A quick little note. It says the Hollywood sign sits in Griffith Park, and that area has stories going all the way back to 1863. Mm. As far as like hauntings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In 1863, there was a woman named Donna Petronilla. So she cursed the land after she learned her uncle didn't intend to let her inherit it. So people are saying that's why so much stuff happens there. Since she cursed it, they said fires, droughts, a major storm. And during that storm, people said they saw her ghost.
Who?
Donna.
Oh, okay.
Apparently there have been a lot of shootouts at that park. I don't know. That's random.
That is random.
Her uncle, Don Antonio Feliz, his ghost has been seen there, as well as Colonel Griffith.
I thought you were going to say Mustard. Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Griffith J. Griffith. I don't know why that's his name. Other ghosts, two lovers who were crushed by a tree on a picnic table. People have Ooh. Seen them. Apparently, there's a merry-go-round in the park where a man has been seen on the merry-go-round. And they also have a beast with red hair and green skin. I don't know what that's about. But that's some of the other stuff that goes on in that area.
Ain't that the thing from the Busta Rhymes video? I don't think he had red hair. The give me some more.
Give me some more. I had to think because he got some weird videos.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I'm thinking, could it be? Oh, that's ain't a Griffith. Even though it's named after a man, but isn't that a type of bird? Or is that a griffin? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Griffin. But I knew what you meant. It is a Griffin. But I was here with you.
But I don't know. They just said Harry a beast. Potter. So I don't know. You watch what?
I said, I watch Harry Potter. Harry Potter, yeah. Gryffindor. Harry Potter. Are you saying you think it's an animal and not a creature? Because what animal?
No, I'm saying I think it is like a cryptid, but I'm trying to think of what it would be because it just said a beast. Even though that could be like a, and it said, did it say red eyes? Kind of like a Mothman or something, or a werewolf, or a, I don't know.
With green skin?
Oh, it said green. It did lizard. Say green skin.
I was thinking lizard.
Oh,
people,
like a lizard man.
That's what I was thinking, but then do they have hair?
No. What has red hair and green skin?
I don't know. What has red hair and green skin?
I'm kind of scared to Google it. I don't know.
That thing from the Busta Rhymes video.
Lord. You Googling it?
Somebody's like a ginger. That's hate. Girl, I don't even know.
I thought you were Blake Griffin.
Oh, no. Remember, I used to have just a crush on him. Now I'd be like, what was I thinking?
Man.
Princess Fiona. What are they? An ogre?
Ogres.
Maybe it was an ogre.
We're going to go with ogre. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in conclusion, does Peg and Twistle's ghost haunt the Hollywood sign? I don't know. Maybe. I think it does. And her story has become a Hollywood legend. And also, I found one of the first claims of her ghost. Because I wrote it down. 1940, the H just randomly fell over.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's what kind of started it. So, I don't know. Do you think
Started what? The rumors of her ghost?
Yeah.
Oh.
Since she jumped from the H and that was the only letter that fell over.
Yeah. I could believe it. I can't say either way, but it could be. I could see how something that tragic, because it's really tragic, and you hear about a lot of hauntings after either someone was murdered brutally or died tragically like that, or committed suicide like she did. So I could believe that her spirit is unsettled.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, because I mean, this is one of the ones, even though technically it's like an urban legend, this is one of the ones I'm leaning more towards it being real, just because so many people have the exact same story. But then again, they could have heard it from somebody else. And
that's true.
Yeah.
Or if they did a Hollywood tour and the man on the bus said, this is haunted, so you might see this lady in this outfit. We should never know.
Yeah. That's another thing that they capitalize off of too, to make money. Because I think there is a restaurant somewhere in that area called Pig and Whistle. And they were saying it's kind of a play on her name.
Ooh, okay. I've seen that. I've seen that restaurant. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you know?
And I'm pretty sure if you want to look more into it, there's tons of videos. I think there was a movie too. Like a made-for-TV movie. It might have been made-for-TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I know Ryan Murphy did a show.
I was thinking when you said something about her possibly being blackballed because the character was gay. And I couldn't think of the name of the show that he did, but it was about like old time Hollywood, and the main like actors were gay.
Mm.
But I don't know if it's the same show.
It's called Hollywood.
Oh, maybe that's it. Was he supposed to have talked about her though?
Yeah. It said it revolves around the fictional production of a film, Peg, about Entwistle's acting career and suicide. So they were like,
girl, and the fact.
It was kind of.
No, go ahead.
You know what I mean?
No. It's kind of like what?
It's not, I mean, it is about her, but it's about them making a movie about her.
So I watched this whole series. Well, did I watch this whole series? Now I'm thinking about it. Because I have a crush on Jeremy Pope is his name, the black dude. So I know. And then, yeah, I remember Darren Criss from Glee. He's in it. So I remember watching it. But now I'm thinking maybe I didn't finish the series. Or it's just been so long ago. It was during the pandemic. So
yeah, because it says 2020. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe. I might have to go back and watch it.
And then it says the premise explores Hollywood during the 1946 to 1949 period, where traditional power dynamics in the industry were racism, homophobia, and all that.
Well, yeah, I recommend it. It was a good watch from what I remember. No, I don't remember that part of it, but it's like I said, it's been a while since I watched it, so.
It was a short film. I don't know where to watch it, though, but it's called Hollywood Girl, The Peg and Twistle Story. And it was in 2017, and it was based on the last day of her life.
Interesting. It's on YouTube, allegedly, apparently. Yeah, it's saying that it's on YouTube.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, X at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please, please, please write a positive review.
Please and thank you. Yes, we would love to hear from you. What do you think about the Hollywood sign and ghost? Do you believe in it? Do you believe in ghosts? What do you think? If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. If you have any movie or documentary suggestions of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre that you would like us to review, email your submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platform mentioned. Even if you just want to say what it do, what it is. Ladies, what's up, baby? Texas babies, brown skin, shea butter babies. We'll be here. Well, somebody did slide in our DMs. What up, baby? I'm here for it. We will be here.
Yes. Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
Thank you. See you next Thursday.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Oh, did you already say to subscribe to our YouTube channel?
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like and subscribe and share with your friends on the YouTube.
Please, please, please,
please. Please and thank you.